You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Yeah.
Off air, just talking with Matt Thompson.
We're doing the week picks, how many coffees can you do kind of thing.
Adam, the chef who was in here earlier off air, said that he has 10 coffees a day. If I had like six is probably my absolute limit, and I haven't done that for many a year. But
I dehumanize it about four. I start to really shift into some kind of mythical beast.
If I was working like drain digging or something. If I was physically
You haven't got time to drink those coffees, so that's the point. When you're drain digging, mate, you're just in there.
Being privileged to work out at Hallertau, there's good coffee and there's a coffee machine out there, so I've sort of got unlimited coffee. And I've had too many coffees and just got so flustered I had to go home. Like, I just couldn't do anything.
Same thing happens
you
here.
Can't even, you can't lie down either. It's just like, too many coffees.
Oh my God, what's going on with my life?
It's a drug. It's a drug. What's whiskey? Is that a cute poison, eh?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, carcinogen, no doubt.
Not toxin whiskey.
The good stuff.
It's the elixir that we need.
So, we're on the good stuff today. So, I was looking forward to blowing everyone's mind with a vegan whiskey sour.
How embarrassing.
However, the guys at B are well familiar with the vegan whiskey sour. But maybe all the listeners aren't.
It's a good option. It is a good option if you're creeped out by the white of the egg, which both Matt and I are. We've figured out. John, doesn't matter. He'll do it.
Either way, swing both ways. Chickpea juice or egg white, I don't mind.
Vegan stuff really winds John up, though.
I can see why.
Doesn't like the egg.
But yeah, the vegan whiskey sour has got chickpea juice, which is the liquid in the tin of chickpeas, instead of the egg white. And you would not think, I only heard about this on Tuesday and just went, what bullshit?
You should start listening to other people's cocktail corners, mister.
Well, sometimes it's just, just can't be bothered right here.
It's interesting that it hasn't crossed your path.
Yeah.
But it is a good option. It is a really good option. But you've also brought a different pea.
So anyway, however, because what I thought was, if the chickpea juice works, why don't we try the juice from the cannellini beans?
Getting a head shake here from a little side.
Yeah, well, you don't know it is, so we can try and see.
Do you have any insight as to whether cannellini bean juice works? Or are you just taking a punt?
No, but when I poured the juice out of the chickpea tin, it seemed quite thin, whereas when I've used cannellini beans, it's kind of a thicker thing. Oh, yeah. So that's what I thought, no, there's no way this chickpea juice is
going to
work.
Shout out the fact that you've brought your Swiss Army knife and you've gone with the can opening option, but only just to lift the lever that opens the can anyway.
Bending my finger.
So good. it's correct. No, it's correct.
I didn't want to stuff up on radio. Okay, so we're going to crack the can. See, I do need my mouth.
Do you want me to do it for you, mate?
It's a bit disappointing.
Jesus Christ, that sounds
okay. So, how you make a whiskey sour, if people don't know, is it's lemon juice, whiskey, and egg white, and simple syrup. Simple syrup, you make one part sugar to one part water, and just heat it up till the sugar dissolves. And the proportions are 30 mils lemon juice, 30 mils. In this case, chickpea juice, 30 mils simple syrup, and 45 mils whiskey. So you want to go heavy on the whiskey.
Is it like shot, and a little bit more than the shot?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One and a half.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, so let's rock this one.
They've got a nice copper shaker there. Where did that come from?
My wife gave it to me.
Oh, very nice.
Right to the arm.
I'm not going
to
talk about that. Okay.
Just like
do you need a measuring? Here we go. There's the little. So 30 mils of chickpea juice.
This is
Ceres Organics.
That would be.
Yeah, we went with organic. So what we're also going to find out in this experiment is whether the organic works, because we tried it with not organic.
I feel like you need the. There you go.
It looks good.
It looks good. We're getting. Okay.
Nice chickpea juice there.
Right.
It's free pouring.
It's bish boshing.
It's already out the window. Freshly squeezed lemon.
What are you doing now? Oh, yeah. Is it for real? Is it fresh squeezed lemon?
Yeah. How many lemons did you squeeze, mate? That is a lot of lemon juice.
Yeah, but I anticipated
making heaps of cocktails.
Several cocktails.
Did you know that I have a little cut on my finger?
On your lip?
Damn it. Just be careful, guys. That's what I'm saying.
Now, the whiskey, Thompson whiskey. Is this two-tone?
Just slow down, please, mate, actually. What's going on right now? What are you doing now? You're going to put
45 ml Thompson whiskey.
Yeah, so
what
I just
flavor?
Did 30 ml.
Into a shaker.
What flavor? We're going with the two-tone because, well, our single malts are normally single cask releases.
Yeah, and you drink that's neat. This one is the cocktail. Yeah.
And then
machine.
Manuka smoke's never going to work in a whiskey sour.
Mm.
Certainly not with that attitude, though, as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With a no-can-do attitude.
Sorry, Big Henry. And the simple syrup, which is one part water, one part sugar, boiled until the sugar dissolves.
Somebody's but telling us to use pineapple juice. What?
Aquafaba.
Well, I'm sure that would be
Aquafaba,
nice.
Aquafaba, that's
yeah,
what it's called.
That's what we're saying. That's what the
Google
guy...
Aquafaba.
Is that Gwilym Texian? Gwilym Breeze? East Hancock's?
Is Gwilym's last name Breeze?
Yes.
Is he Rick Breeze's, like, brother or something?
They're probably related.
Far out, man.
Yes, we belong to a cult.
New Zealand's like real, like this town's too small for the both of us kind of country, yeah.
So this is, you've the lid and some ice has gone into that.
Oh, casual shake, you don't give a fuck. Oh, no, here we go, he's standing up now, standing up, here we go. Don't look at me when you're shaking, please.
He's grinning. You can see his neck is tense.
Is that as hard as you? Are you trying to do a middle gram shake?
Truth is, come on, I'm not a cocktail guy. Long term sponsor.
You need it.
We'll assume this is done.
It's a hard shake.
For the right price, we'll just call this Whiskey Corner. We're totally fine with it.
Just drinking neat whiskey.
Oh, here we go, though.
Looks good.
Yeah. It's all coming out in a lovely little in-the-wash sort of colour.
Looks kind of like a vanilla milkshake.
Smells like a whiskey.
Citrusy.
Smells like a whiskey drink.
Citrus on the nose there. Getting wood smoke.
Sounds good.
Tannins, vanilla.
That's what we like.
A bit of coffee.
It's wet. It's cold as well. Pinky out on this one.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Going. You've made six strong. This is impressive. Going in. What a day, actually.
So it's good. It's great, right?
Just give us a chance. Wait. Just give us a chance.
You can repeat.
No, you're right. It is great, man.
We'll go to the experts.
What I love about a whiskey sour is it's got wonderful body. Thanks, Aquafaba.
Even with the chickpea? Is that what's in the chickpea that makes it do that?
Yeah.
What about what's in the egg white that makes it do it? Same thing?
What I wasn't clear on was the Aquafaba added to the chickpea juice? Or is it something that's within the chickpea?
I think it's the name of the chickpea.
They did say
it's
Google.
Not a listed ingredient.
I think it's a type of petroleum. Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do now, I'm just going to tip this out. We'll do one with the cannellini beans, and we'll see if there is something special in the chickpea juice.
You're
does
taking
it.
A
Someone's
risk.
Saying Manuka smoke makes a really good whiskey sour, so you
well,
need
fair
to
play.
Give your drink a chance, I think, mate, actually, and start mixing it up.
I feel like this is uncharted
Have
territory
you tried it with
right
Coke?
Now. That was delicious, very smooth.
Yeah. And now we're trying it with a different, something with like a sort of a thicker juice. Is that your plan is here?
Mm. Well, we want to know.
Are you familiar
with
cannellini juice?
Is it specific to
juice?
The chickpea?
No, not. Are you?
No. I kind of, but not.
I don't
really.
Even. What does a cannellini look like? Yeah, just a normal bean. Okay. It doesn't have any BPA in it. BPA free.
Ceres Organics cannellini juice. So, it looks a bit
thicker.
It's way thicker.
Might be too thick. There, I said it.
Oh, free pouring.
You are just bish-boshing.
Right.
He doesn't care.
Well, I free-poured a bit of the other one.
It's nice, though. This first one was lovely.
Is it that freshly squeezed lemon juice? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is. Are they from your house, those lemons?
It could be that Dynamite Thompson whiskey.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Who knows, John?
Sorry. It's not the lemons, it's
Matt
the whiskey.
Thompson's right there. So.
Maybe it's the sugar syrup.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the lemons from then? Let's talk about it. Fuck it.
Oh, I got them from the QMU Produce Centre, actually.
Oh, they'll be good. They'll be good.
Locally sourced.
Go going in with a little bit more. It's going to depend on the shake and what you don't. You're going in blind here, eh? You haven't really tried shaking a cannellini. Has anybody out there done this before with a different Gwilym? If you're listening, mate, have you done it with anything but chickpea juice? Let us know.
This time, look directly at Sam Smith. Be used when you're shaking it. Okay.
Is this a BFM first?
New
Zealand first.
You've got your first. Okay. No, you've got your first here. You've
I've never it. Had cannellini bean juice in a cocktail before.
You're not a pretty shaker. You're dark. Your shake face is grim.
It's got a short range as well.
It looks murderous.
It's a bit weird. Are you guys?
I don't know. No, quick and short. We're like when you're getting the Dulux can.
Yeah. You're right.
Don't look at me.
Right.
Oh, shake faces. Man, no. Oh shit, hang on. We've had,
Straight out the top.
We've had smoke and now we've got liquids. Everything's happening in the studio today.
Oh, resolve.
Yeah.
What's the taste going to be like? The flavor profile is going to be interesting. I guess what we're learning today is experiment.
Yeah. Smells quite a lot different.
Which is good. Would you actually garnish with like the chickpea or the bean? No, okay.
No, it was just sink.
So I was just thinking.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
But I was thinking lime juice would be good.
Oh, anything lime juice. Oh, it's great, by the way. Works just fine.
Yeah.
Cheers, everyone.
Stay organic, everyone. Wow. Stay organic.
Cheers. I think that free pouring changed the mix a little bit, but it's good.
It is still good.
For anything we need to know about Thompson Whiskey in the...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
My friend. So there's the Thompson Whiskey Cellar Door Sale coming up, and it's round the back of Hallertau. From 10 till 4 this Saturday. And we're only open for one day a year for any public visit. So this is your chance. If you want to see the stills, you want to try some whiskey.
Is it kind of
buy
like,
some whiskey at a good deal.
Have you got like dented releases. Cans of whiskey that are cheap? Or kind of,
cans of whiskey?
Out the old,
oh, look, this is rusty old can of whiskey.
Like, what if I just go and scratch a label on one?
We
like
should.
10 bucks off.
Yeah.
Canned whiskey.
Yeah, we always have a problem with damaged labels. It's so painful to get them off and put them back on.
Okay,
but,
that answers my question.
There will be discounts. There will be sort of old stock that's no longer for sale in the shop, so...
Perfect
good
for Christmas gifting.
Yeah, and we've got our Victor Gin there, of course. We can do your gin and tonic while you browse the whiskey and gin.
Somebody saying they've tried lentil juice. Oh, that's Gwilym, and it didn't work. Someone also tried making whiskey sour with baked bean juice.
Oh, no, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a
it might be like
lie.
Bloody Mary.
Matt, thanks so much, mate. Absolute
Thank
victory.
You. Thank you.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.